We're still on the topic of Chanukah. Rav Nosson Zal is tying this into Birchas Hamazon and chapter 34 in Likutei Moran, which we've been basing this halacha on. V'zeh b'chinas ner Chanukah. Everything we've spoken about till now is related to the Chanukah candles. Kal yidei ner Chanukah, shehu b'chinas oyer hanekuda hanal, al yidei zeh nischanchen v'nechnosen b'avoydas Hashem kanal. Because it's through this mitzvah of Chanukah candles, which also represent the light of the Nekuda, which Rabbeinu Zal is speaking about over there in the chapter on Likutei Moran, and we've mentioned several times that this Oyer HaNekuda is the Tzaddik, it's the Torah, it's light. Al Yidei Zeh Nischanchen, through this, a person is initiated and enters into Avodas Hashem, serving Hashem. And this ties in beautifully with what's written in the writings of the Arizal. Shener oile bigematria shloisha yichudim v'chulu ayin shom. The Arizal writes that the word ner, which is bigematria 250, is the numerical value of three unifications of Hashem's name. We know that when we speak about Yichud, we're talking generally in terms of male and female, even though by Hashem there's no concept, chas v'shalom, of male and female. This is the terminology that's used to refer to the concept of Mashpia and Mekabel. The one that's giving usually is referred to as the male, receiving is female. And when we talk about the union between Hashem and the Shekhinah, the Shekhinah is found on different levels at different times. The Shekhinah is sometimes referred to as the Malchus. Sometimes the Shekhinah is referred to and rises up to the level of Gevura, like side by side with Chesed. And sometimes the Shekhinah is even higher up on the level of Bina. And the three names of Hashem that signify this, the name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the name of the Shekhinah usually when we refer to Malchus. The name Elohim is the name of Hashem that's usually used when we're referring to the Shekhinah as side by side with Chesed. And the name of Hashem Ekye, Aleph Hey Men Yud Hey, is the name of Hashem referring to the Shekhinah on the level of Bina. The Arizal says that when we take Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, and when we unite it with each one of these three, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Ekye, is 26 plus 21, which is 47. Yud Kei Vav Kei Elohim, 26 plus 86 is 112. And Yud Kei Vav Kei Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is 26 plus 65, which is 91. 112 plus 91 plus 47 is Bigematria 250. The Arizal says this shows us that again, when we're lighting these Chanukah candles, we're affecting these three unifications. Rav Nosson Zal says this fits beautifully with what we've been learning about regarding the Nekuda, which was also something that came in three forms. Hainu b'chinas sholosh nekudas hanal. These three unifications correspond to the three nekudas we spoke about. V'chol nekuda hu b'chinas tzaddik. Each one of the three nekudas that we spoke about was the aspect of tzaddik. She'al yodo ikar hayichud. And we know the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that it's the tzaddik, the sphere of yesoid, that's usually the most significant in bringing about this unification. V'ze b'chinas shloisha yichudim, b'chinas nekudois, sha'al yodam madlikim ner chanukah kanal. And this is what the Arizal speaks about, these three divine unifications, which also represent these nekudois, by which we light the Chanukah candles. Because by a Jew receiving light and holiness and inspiration from the three nekudos, from the tzaddik of the generation, from the tzaddik inside of every other Jew, and from the tzaddik inside yourself, through this we bring light and we awaken our hearts to Hashem. And this is what the mitzvah of Chanukah candles is all about. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show how in the law of Chanukah, the law of Chanukah candles reflects these three nekudos. This ties into what our rabbis tell us, that there are three levels in performing this mitzvah of Chanukah candles. There's basic, there's good, and there's excellent. The Gemara says, Ner Chanukah Ishu Besoi. The most basic form of fulfilling the mitzvah of lighting the Chanukah menorah is one member of the household lights one candle each and every night of the nights of Chanukah. The Hamahadrin, those who want to do even better than that, Ner Lekol Echod, they will have each member of the family light one candle every single night of Chanukah. The first night one candle, the second night one candle, and so on and so forth. The Hamahadrin, Min Hamahadrin, and the ones that are looking to do this mitzvah super deluxe, Moisif Vahoylech. They will see to it that every night of Chanukah, they'll add additional candle. So that the first night there'll be one candle, the second night two, the third night three. Each and every member of the house will be increasing the number of candles. This excludes the wife. The wife is automatically included in the husband's lighting the candles. There are some people where the girls don't light candles either, and there are some that have the custom that the girls do light Chanukah candles. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Ki kol ish bebeisoi hu bebechinas nekuda haklolius. Because each head of the household, each man of the house, represents the nekuda haklolius. He's the top, like he's an umbrella over all the other members of the household. Ki hu roish bayis, he is the leader of the home. U'moshel aleihem, he's in charge, he's the leading authority. The cholul mikulam, and he is therefore also a composite of all of them. The hu bechinas nekuda haklolus negdom, therefore, compared to the other members of the household, he's like the tzaddik hador. He's the one who's on top of all of them. Ki kemoi shebeklal hatzaddik hador hu nekuda klolius shel kol Yisrael, because just like on a general level, the tzaddik of the generation is a composite of all of Klal Yisrael, kein beprotius. So too, on a more detailed level, we know that when Moshe Rabbeinu established the hierarchy in Klal Yisrael, there were yesh sorei alofim, v'sorei meyos. There were different levels of leadership. There were the leaders of thousands. There were the leaders of hundreds. V'chein kol ish soirer beveisoi. And so too, each man is the master, the leader in his home. V'chol echod hu bechinas nekuda haklolis neged hu anoshim shetachtov. And therefore, each one of these leaders, the leader of a thousand, the leader of hundreds, the head of the household, each one is a nekuda klolis, is considered to be a composite of all those that are under them. Ki yesh ilon v'anofim, v'anofim l'anofim. Because Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 69 in Likud Imran speaks about a tree, and the tree has branches, and each one of those branches has smaller branches that branch out from it, etc., etc. So we have this connection. The trunk of the tree, in a sense, is the head of the household, or the tzaddik hador, from which all of these branches emanate. V'zeh ner Chanukah ishu beisoy. And this is why the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch present this halacha that the mitzvah of ner Chanukah is each head of the household on behalf of the entire household. Zeh bechinas nekuda haklolis. That represents the major nekuda. V'oz me'irin memela kol shar hanekudos. And when that one is lit and it's shining, when the head of the household lights his candle, then automatically all the other ones are receiving light and are lighting up in a sense. V'amahadrin, and those who are striving for a higher level, the next level is ner lekol echod. Each member of the household lighting a candle. This represents the light of the nekuda of each and every individual Jew. That each and every Jew, the pasuk says, "Va'amech kulam tzadikim." The Jewish nation are all tzadikim. So every Jew has a nekuda of tzadik inside of himself. Dahainu hanekuda sheyesh b'chol echad miYisrael. This refers to the nekuda that's found in each and every individual Jew, sheyesh lo koyach lo hoir ulo oira lev chaveroi, which has the power and the ability to inspire our fellow Jew. V'amahadrin min amahadrin, and those who are looking for the next level is moisif v'hoilech, to keep adding additional light every day, an additional candle every day. First day, one candle. Second day, two candles. Third day, three. Ze bechinas hanekuda shel kol echad v'echad. This corresponds to the nekuda of tzaddik that's found in each and every single one of us, shemeir minei ubei, which shines inside of ourselves. It shines inside of us, to us. And this is why the Gemara refers to this as growing, expanding, growing every day. Whereby the person awakens and turns on the light of their own nekuda inside of themselves. And that light grows, it expands, it increases every single day, al yedei shema oire oir nekudosoi tomim, by constantly feeding it and using it, using that oir nekuda inside of myself, ad shezoiche layoim hashmini, until we arrive at the end of the road, the eighth day, bechinas shmoinas yemei Chanukah. We know this. The Torah speaks about 8 days of Chanukah. Shehem shleimus or hanekuda. That represents the completion of this light. Shehu bechinas tzaddik. This light of tzaddik. Shehu bechinas yoim hashmini, which is referred to sometimes as the eighth day. Bechinas mila shenitna lishmini. As we know, the mitzvah of mila, which is associated with bris, Tikkun HaBris, Tzadik, is on the Shehu Bechinas Tzadik, is on the eighth day, Bechinas Oyer Hanekuda. And the Bris Mila is also an aspect of the light of this Nekuda, the holiness inside of the person. Paragraph Tezayim. V'zeh Bechinas Mitzvas Ner Chanukah Mishas Yetzias HaKlichovim. And now we'll also have a deeper insight into the time span for the Chanukah candles, where the Gemara says that you can start lighting Chanukah candles from when the stars come out until there are no more people walking in the marketplace. The feet are no longer in the marketplace. Rav Nosson Zal explains, what does this mean on a spiritual level? Yitzias HaKoychovim Zebechinas Matzdike Horabim KaKoychovim. The term, the stars coming out, is related to the Pasuk in Daniel, where it speaks about the tzaddikim, the righteous people, those who make other people righteous, They are compared to stars, stars in the night, stars, shining stars in the darkness. Hainu oyer hanekudos sanal. This refers to the light of the nekudos that we've spoken about. Shehein bechinas matzdike horabim. This is what makes many people into tzaddikim. Ki al yodom nechnosim el hakedusha. Because it's through this light that we enter into holiness. Vehein bechinas tzaddik. And they are this aspect of tzaddik, the stars are this aspect of tzaddik. Va'alkein nekroim hanekudos hanal matzdike horabim. And this is why these nekudos are referred to as matzdike horabim. They make many tzaddikim. They make many into tzaddikim. These nekudos, this nekud of tzaddik, that's found again in the tzaddik, in every Jew, in every colleague of ours, and in ourselves. V'ze kakoichovim. And note, this is why they're referred to as stars, bechinas koichvei oir. Because the pasuk says, a star is a unit of light. Ki hanekuda meira kanal. Because the nekuda, this aspect of tzaddik shines. Bebechinas oir zorua la tzaddik. As the pasuk refers to the tzaddik as light. Vizehu, and this is why the ending time for lighting Hanukkah candles is at shetichla regel menashuk, when the foot is no longer in the marketplace, meaning people are no longer walking around in the marketplace. Ki kishahalev meshuka becherpois dahino betayvois, because when a person's heart is steeped in shame, in embarrassment, in stains, meaning in sins that are caused by our taivas rois, our evil desires, ze bechinas ragleho yordois moves. That's referred to in the Sifrei Kabbalah as causing the Shekhinah, the Malchus, the divine spirit of Hashem, to go down into tumah, into impurity, into the sitrachra. And the pasuk that's used to represent this is ragleho yordos moves, the feet, because the feet are the lowest part of the kedusha. They represent the malchus, the lowest sphera. When the kedusha has a fall, it's usually the lowest part of the kedusha that experiences it the most. It's the feet of kedusha that go down into the place of darkness, into death, into the sitrachra. Validei oir hanekuda nizbateles shfira salev. And it's through the light of this nekuda that eliminates the broken heart, the shattered heart. Shehu bechinas sitra demoisa. In our context, this broken heart represents the sitrachra, death. V'oilin raglei hakedusha mea sitrachra. And it enables the feet of holiness to rise up, to come out of the sitrachra. V'zehu, and this is what's meant by the wording in the Gemara, at shetichla regel menashuk, until the foot will no longer be in the marketplace. We know that the shuk, shehu mekoim hasitrachra, kimuva, as is brought in the Kisvei Arizal. The marketplace is referred to a place where everything is there, good and bad, dirt, Jews, non-Jews, everything. The shuk is referred to as the place of the sitrachra, the home of a Jew, which has mezuzah on the entrance, which has sforim in it, which has kosher food in it and everything, is referred to as the place of holiness. Outside, the rishus harabim, or the shuk, is referred to usually as the place of the sitrachra. Because it's through the light of the nekuda, this light of tzaddik, when it's shining properly, which again was represented by the light of the stars, this eliminates the source of life of the sitrachra, al yidei shemekashrin halev el hanekuda. Because when we bind our heart, when we attach our heart to the nekuda, Sheze bechinas ner Chanukah, And this again is what the lighting of the Hanukkah candles is all about. It's all about this tikkun. It's all about lighting up the light of the tzaddik in all of its different forms, and thereby eliminating our taivas rois and midos rois and our sins, and bringing us into holiness. Now, Rav Nosson Zalman adds, V'al kein, and therefore, Yemei Chanukah hen Yemei Tefillah v'Hoidah. The days of Chanukah are special days of praise to Hashem and prayer. We add additional prayers, the Alanisim, and at our meals, we give special songs of praise to Hashem. K'moy she'omrim, as we say in the prayer Alanisim, the Kavul Shmoinas Yemei Chanukah Elu, that our rabbis established these 8 days of Chanukah, Lohoidois Ulahalil, to give thanks and praise to Hashem. Ki Iker Hatfila Vahahoido, Hu Bebechinas Oir Hanekuda Hanal, because the whole concept of prayer and praise to Hashem is an example of the light of this light of the Nekuda shining forth. Shemeirin pi yedaber chochmois el halev kanal, kemavur b'maim ranal. Rabbeinu Zalman in chapter 34 in Likutei Moran quotes the pasuk pi yedaber chochmois vehegois libi tevunois. My mouth speaks intelligent things, and my heart achieves understanding. Vehegois libi tevunois. And Rabbeinu Zalman Likutei Moran drew the connection between the peh and the heart. The peh, the mouth, in this context was referred to as chachma, as the yud, the letter yud, which is signifies chachma, the yud of yud kei vav kei, which is a nekuda. The letter yud is like a nekuda, like a dot of ink. So our prayers, and Rabbeinu Zalman Likutei Moran spoke about the fact that why is it that we have to verbalize our prayers? Doesn't Hashem know what we're thinking? And Rabbeinu Zalman explained there that the words of prayer, they become vessels into which to receive Shefa. And Rabbeinu Zalman spoke about melupum, that the tzaddik, according to Kabbalah, the sphere of Yesoid is associated with melupum, which is a vav and a dot inside of it. And we said that melupum was this combination of the mouth and the heart. The pi yedaber chachmois, that's the dot. The mouth, the roundness of the mouth when it's open, is shaped like the yud, that's the dot, that's the nekuda. And the heart is compared to the vav, the heart is compared to the luchos, the tablets. There's a pasuk, kosvam al luach libecho, inscribe the words of Torah on the tablets of your heart. So over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zalman spoke about prayer as being an example of this pi yedaber chochmois vehegois libi tfunois, because in prayer it's extremely important to unite the mouth and the heart. The effectiveness of a prayer is based on the kavana. If the person has their heart in the prayer, their concentration, kavana salev. So it's this combination of pi yedaber chochmois vehegois libi tfunois. Shezeh b'chinas tefillah. As Rabbeinu Zalman shows over there in chapter 34 in Likutei Moran, ayin shom kol zeh heitev heitev. Look carefully over there in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zalman expounds on this. U'bishvil zeh koirin parshas miketz b'chanukah. And this is why in the vast majority of years we read parshas miketz during the Shabbos of Chanukah. Because that parsha focuses on the success of Yosef HaTzadik when he's being taken out of prison and rising up to the level of being put in charge of the economy of the world. He was able to become a melech, bechinas Yosef hu hashalit, as Paroi declares him, the ruler. V'chol b'nei Yisrael bo'elov, and all of the sons of Yaakov Avinu, all the children of Yaakov Avinu, came to him. ki kulam tzrichim lekabel mimenu, because everyone needs to receive from the tzaddik. Ki hu bechinas nekuda haklolis anal. He represents this nekuda hakloli, the composite of everything. Veze bechinas ner Hanukkah. And this is what the whole mitzvah of Hanukkah candles is all about, as we explained here in this halacha. The whole concept of the tzaddik, the nekuda of tzaddik. Any questions, please?
Good morning, Rabbi.
Yes.
My question is, in the Torah, the Rebbe mentions that there are three nekudot, and in order for us to repair the shattered heart, we must bind ourselves to the nekuda, which is hashayach, hashayach lelibo.
Be'et hazot, exactly.
Be'et hazot. So my question is, how is there a way to know which one of these nekudot is shayach be'et hazot to our shattered heart?
The answer is, to a degree, yes. I'll give examples. We know that in the morning, we're supposed to pray Shacharis. And the Torah advises that the best prayer of Shacharis is when a person's praying with a minyan, not alone, not by yourself. So Shacharis, Mincha, Maira, those three prayers are times when we're getting together with our fellow Jews. Tfilah Betzibur. That's an important time of connecting with other people, being together with other people. When there's public learning going on that a person is connected to and related to, that's an example again of joining, receiving the nekuda from two places. Number one, from the other friends that are joining in the learning, and from the teacher, the rabbi, the one who's teaching. These are some of the examples. When a person has hispeidus, the person's private communion with Hashem, that's an example of the person receiving mineu bei from inside of himself, where a person's speaking and their heart, they're trying to make sure that their heart is connected to the words they're saying, and they want to make sure that they're listening to the words that they're saying. When I'm having hispeidus, I'm also talking to myself. I'm talking to Hashem, and I want that I should hear what I'm saying. I should hear the words of confession. I should hear the words of gratitude that I'm expressing to Hashem. And I should listen to all the requests that I'm making. These are some of the examples. When a person is studying the Sefer of a Tzaddik, or when a person is receiving from the students of a Tzaddik, those are examples of the connection or a person is visiting the Kever of a Tzaddik. Those are examples of the kesher to the tzaddik hador. The kever, the students, the sforim. But again, the interaction with our fellow Jew. And a person has to pray to Hashem that I should know, I should feel when. When am I supposed to be with friends? When am I supposed to have his spoil? When am I supposed to be alone? There are some times that it's not a matter of choice. There are some times that a person finds themselves in that position, that their chavrusa is not available, there's no one to learn with, and then a person is learning by themselves, you know, learning on their own. Or there are times when a person, again, either in his spoidedus or certain situations where there is no minion available and a person's praying alone, you know, that kind of thing. These are some of the examples of connecting to these three directions.
Thank you for the insight.
There's a pasuk in Tikkun HaKloli where we say, "Al zois yispalel kol chosed elecho." This is something that every righteous person prays to Hashem for, le'eis mitzoy, to find the time, le'eis mitzoy. And Rav Nosson Zal writes in another place in the Likutei Halachos where he expounds on this chapter in Likutei Imran that this is what this pasuk is referring to. I'm praying to Hashem to find the time, that I should be able to find the correct time. Is this an ace for going to the tzaddik? Should I be running to the kever of a tzaddik right now? Or should I be getting together with friends right now? Or should I be alone right now? That's this le'es mitzoy, to find the time. And again, Rav Nosson Zal wrote prayers for each one of these Torahs. When we're learning about this now, this needs to be our prayer. Hashem, guide me, direct me to know how to organize my day, how to organize my life, when the most important thing is to run to the tzaddik, and when the most important thing is to interact with friends, whether it's giving or receiving, when a friend needs my help, Bikur Cholim, the mitzvah of visiting the sick, or other mitzvahs, or when I need, when I can't give myself the inspiration that I need right now, I need to talk to some. I need a friend. I need to hear it from somebody else. Or sometimes I need my words to bounce off somebody else. Sometimes a person is having a spoidedus, and by having a spoidedus, by speaking to Hashem, that alone, my ears hear the words that I'm saying, and that alone wakes me up in a certain sense. And sometimes a person needs a physical friend to talk to. There's a story that I heard many years ago from Rabbi Yechaim Rosen, Zichron Avrocha, where he mentioned that one time one of the Breslovers met his friend in the street, and a close friend, and he started talking to him and really pouring out his heart to him, telling him what he was going through, you know, all kinds of difficulties. And when he finished, he said, "You should know that really I needed to say all of this to Hashem. But sometimes it's hard. Sometimes when you want to talk to Hashem, the Satan makes it extra hard. Sometimes a person finds it easier to tell it to a physical friend. So that's why I told you all of this, with my intention that Hashem is listening, that this is his point of this. I'm talking to Hashem, but I found it easier to say it to you by looking at you and facing you and talking to you in that way, made it easier for the words to come out," that kind of thing.
Beautiful, thank you.
Sure. Anyone else, please? That pasuk le'eis mitzoy, I believe, is in the second chapter of Tikkun HaKloli, chapter 32 in Tehillim. Al zois yispalel kol chosed eilech le'eis mitzoy, rak l'sheitef mayim rabim, elov lo yagiyu. Okay, now Rav Nosson Zal adds a few short appendixes to this halacha. Shayach le'el linyan birchas hamazon, going back to the topic of Birkas HaMazon, which was the base of this halacha. We mentioned earlier that when the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik finally met up with him, and they realized who he, it says, Vayishtu Vayishkeru imoy, they drank wine with him. V'dosh Rabbi Senuzal, and the Gemara says in Shabbos about this, Miyoyim sheperash Yosef Meyachov, from the day that Yosef HaTzadik was separated from his brothers, they did not drink wine. And it was only at this point when they got together that they drank wine. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki I efshir lishtois yayin, ki im kishenizvadim veniskapsim yachad kol bnei Yisrael im Yosef HaTzadik. It is impossible to drink wine properly unless and until all the Jews get together with Yosef HaTzadik, with the Tzadik. Dehainu b'china hanal. This is going back to what we spoke about earlier. Kishemeir hanekuda shehu b'chinas Yosef hu hashalit b'kol Yisrael. Meaning, when that light, this nekuda that we're speaking about throughout this whole halacha, this aspect of tzaddik, which is the aspect of Yosef, is shining into the entire Jewish nation. She'oz nizbatel cherpas leiv, because then the shame and the negativity of the heart is eliminated. Ve'oz hayayin hu bebechinas ve'yayin yisamach levav. And then the wine is holy wine. The wine is blessed wine. The wine brings joy to the heart. Kanal, as we discussed earlier a few pages ago. An example of this is Shabbos. This is why we mentioned that, again, a Breslov Chassid would avoid drinking wine just stam during the week. Shabbos. Shabbos is the tzaddik. Remember, we said that the students of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal called their rabbi, you are the Shabbos. And in Sifrei Kabbalah, it's brought that the Shabbos represents the tzaddik. So on a Shabbos, on a yontif, at a special occasion, a sudas mitzvah, there a person is drinking wine because wine is such a holy, delicate, fragile item. It could either be holy of holies, or chas v'shom, it can bring major destruction, pegamabris, atzvus, all kinds of terrible things upon a person. V'zeh b'chinas birkas hamozoim al kois shel yayin. And this is also the significance of the birkas hamozoim over a cup of wine. Kal yidei birkas hamozoim mamshichin he'oras hanekuda b'shleimus kanal. Because as we showed throughout this halacha, the three blessings of Birkas HaMozayin, and then the fourth one afterwards, are all lighting up this Nekuda in all its different forms. And through Birkas HaMozayin, we're drawing this light of this Nekuda upon ourselves, Bishleimus. Va'oz Hayayin Bigdusha Kanal. And then the wine is holy wine. Bechinas Vayishtu Vayishgeru Imoi. They drank with him, with Yosef, with the tzaddik. When a person is drinking with the tzaddik, then it's holy wine, then it's joyous wine. Hainu al yidei sheniskarvu b'nei Yisrael el hanekuda shebuchinas Yosef. By the Jewish people coming close to this nekuda, which is called Yosef. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds another point. V'ze b'chinas shemen orev. The Gemara tells us that during the time of the Gemara, there was a custom right before Birkas HaMozoim that they would wash their hands with a sweet oil to remove any negative smells of any of the foods that they had eaten. And the Gemara says that this is based on the pasuk V'hiskadishem V'hiyisem Kedoshim. You will be made holy and you will be holy. Ki ani Hashem, because I am Hashem. And the Gemara learns out from each word in that pasuk, the Gemara learns different things. And the Gemara says, Ki ani Hashem, ze shemen orev. This refers to the use of this sweet oil. Hainu bechinas shemen v'yayin. Here we're seeing the connection between oil and wine. Ki shemen hu bechinas oir hanekuda shel atzadik, bechinas shemen mishchas kodesh kanal. Because as we explained in the previous shir and several times before, oil represents the light of the nekuda of the tzadik. Light uses oil, feeds the light, and the oil represented tikkun abris, the oils of the body, the liquids of the body. Sheze bechinas shemen shel ner Chanukah. This was the concept of the oil of the Chanukah candles. Veze anu mamshichim koydem birkas hamozoim, and we draw this shemen, this oil of the nekuda upon us before birkas hamozoim, kedei shetoyer hanekuda al yidei birkas hamozoim b'shleimus, so that the light of this nekuda will really shine brightly and to perfection through our Birkas HaMozoim, she'oz mekashrin halev el hanekuda kanal. It's during the Birkas HaMozoim especially that we're binding our heart to this nekuda, kedei lahamshich sviya, to draw upon ourselves complete satiation and satisfaction. Bechinas sheva shnei hasova, like the 7 years of plentifulness, Hanimshochim Yosef Hatzadik, which came from Yosef Hatzadik, Shehu Hanekuda Hamevatel Cherpas Rov. He represents this holiness that eliminates the shame of famine. We spoke about this earlier in this halacha. There's a pasuk that refers to famine as Cherpas Rov, the shame of famine. So famine is associated with hunger, taiva, desire, not feeling fulfilled, not feeling satiated. And the tzaddik is the concept of svia, completely satisfied, completely satiated. The 7 years of plentifulness. Bechinas kois yayin shel berkas hamozaim, like the cup of wine that we use for berkas hamozaim. Ki kishemeir hanekuda, because when this nekuda is shining properly, oz ikar shleimus hakedusha al yedei hayayin daika, then we complete the kedusha by including wine. Bechinas kois shel bracha, this cup that's referred to as a cup of blessing, shehu al hayayin daika, which is specifically over wine. Bechinas ein oimrim shir el al hayayin, like the Gemara says that the song that the Levim said in the Beis Hamikdash for the Karbonos was said only when there were libations of wine. Ki hayayin hu bebechinas leiv, because wine is associated with the heart. The pasuk says, V'yayin yisamach levav enosh, wine brings happiness to the heart of a person when it's being drunk bigdusha. V'alidei hayayin mekashrin halev el hanekuda, and it's by using wine for berkas hamazon that we're binding the heart to that nekuda shemeir alidei berkas hamazon, the nekuda which is shining brightly through our berkas hamazon. V'alkein shikor muter levorech birchas hamozoim. And this is why the halacha says that even if a person drank to excess, he's allowed to recite birchas hamozoim. He's not allowed to daven shmon esrei, but he is allowed to recite birchas hamozoim. Bechinas vayishtu vayishkiru imoy daika, that the drinking is in the category of holiness when it's imoy, when it's attached to the nekuda, when it's attached to the tzaddik. And we said that birkas hamozoin is a time when the light of the nekuda is shining brightly. Now naturally, this is not a heter for getting drunk in any way, chas v'shalom. Rav Nosson Zal is not encouraging it, he's not allowing it in any way. Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moharan that when a person gets drunk, they're making a disconnect from Hashem for all 248 organs of their body, chas v'shalom. Rav Nosson Zal is just pointing out the connection between wine and birkas hamozoin, that when wine is connected to birkas hamozoin, then it's elevated to a status of holiness. Any questions, please?
Rabbi? Why is it that hunger is associated with shame? If I understood correctly, you made that
association.
Association. I couldn't really understand that.
Sure.
Is there a...
Definitely. The term hunger here is being used sort of to represent a person who has an excessive desire for food. There's a concept of a person eating in order to exist. In order for the car to be able to go, I have to put gasoline in the car. And they warn you sometimes, some car manufacturers warn you, don't over-tip, don't fill it to the top, because that can do harm to the engine, that kind of thing. In eating, or especially also, there is this concept where the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, whose Yahrzeit was yesterday, the Rambam writes about this, that when a person is eating, to be careful not to eat to fullness, to eat two-thirds or three-quarters fullness, to always leave the table a little bit not full, that's considered eating bikdusha. Whereas the Torah describes wicked people, a rasha is always hungry, he always wants more, never satisfied. Always feeling this pang of needing more, even after he just finished eating. And he did eat what the body got what it needs. The Torah compares, the Torah refers to a dog, which is a negative animal in usually. V'haklovim azei nefesh lo yodu seveya. Dogs have chutzpah. They perform certain acts that should be done in privacy, they do it in public. They're azei nefesh, they have chutzpah, lo yodu sveya. Their hunger is never satiated. So again, the term hunger in this context represents an insatiable hunger that's negative, that works against the person. Whereas satiation, soiva, satisfaction, is used to represent the tzaddik who is always satisfied, and even with little, he eats a little and feels completely satisfied. That concept. Hunger represents, in the context of the dream, Paro's dream, 7 years of famine represents 7 years of a curse. The famine was a curse. And the 7 years of plentifulness was blessing, the concept of bracha. So that's how it's being used here. That's the context that's being used here. Kabbalistically, because he asked the question, we'll add something spectacular. According to Kabbalah, and this is brought in the commentaries on Likutei Moran, they mention this, we know that milui means, mole means full. And milui usually represents a concept of blessing. If we take Hashem's name Yudke Vavke and Hashem's name Elokim, which are the two most basic names of Hashem, and we fill them out, we write each letter as a word. Yud, we write it Yud Vav Dalet, the way we pronounce it. Hey, we write it Hey Yud, the way we pronounce it. Vav, Vav Yud Vav, and Hey Hey Yud. The numerical value is 72. Hashem's name Elokim, when we write it out again, fullness, in full, filling out each letter. Aleph, Aleph Lamed Pei, Lamed, Lamed Mem Dalet. The milui of Elokim is bigematria 300, which make the combination of these two make the word soiva. Sova, which means satisfied, completely satisfied, full, is a shin and an ayin beis. Shin is the milui of Elokim. Ayin beis is the highest level milui of yudke vavke. Famine, the Hebrew word for famine is ro'ov. That's the opposite. When we speak about the Midas Hadin of Hashem, judgment, it's referred to, we speak about Hashem facing us is a concept of Hashem showing us His kindness. In the Birkas Koyanim, we say, Yo'er Hashem pono ve'lecha, may Hashem shine the light of His face upon you. In Tachnun this morning, we said, Penei Eilai v'choneini, Hashem face me, and bless me with your grace. So face is a concept of blessing. When Hashem turns His back on us, that's a concept of judgment, anger, chas v'shalom, the opposite of blessing. So there's a term in Kabbalah called achorayim, where we're going backwards all the time. We go back. We take a step forward, and then we go back. We take two steps forward, and we go back. Achorayim is always a concept of din, judgment. If we take Hashem's name Yud Ke Vav Ke Ba'achorayim, Yud, then Yud He, then Yud He Vav, then Yud Ke Vav Ke, it's also 72. When we take Hashem's name Elokim Ba'achorayim, Aleph, Aleph Lamed He, always going back, it's called Achorayim. It's bigematria 200. So the combination of these two now, 200 is resh, and 72 is ayin beis, that's ra'av. Ra'av means hunger. So soiva is milui. Soiva represents blessing, which is fullness. Ra'av, famine, represents judgment, the back of Hashem kaviyocha, achorayim, which is a concept of midas hadin. I hope that was clear, and I hope it shed some light.
It did. Thank you very much. I'm glad I asked the question. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Anyone else? Okay, now we have the final paragraph in this halacha. V'zeh b'chinas hatzdoko shenoysnin b'chanaka. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on everything we've been learning here, we'll understand the significance why the Shulchan Aruch says that on Chanukah it's a special time when the poor people are supposed to go around to the homes collecting charity. Ze bechinas tzadik choinein venoisein. The word tzedakah is from the same root of the word tzaddik. And there's a pasuk in Tehillim where the pasuk says, the tzaddik is one who is always giving, chaynein v'noisein, shining grace and giving. Ki ahavo digdusha, shehu b'chinas chesed, b'chinas Avraham, shoyre eitzel hanekuda, shehu yosef hatzadik. Because as we explained throughout this halacha, we spoke about the shviras hakelim that took place, the breakage of the vessels that took place when Hashem first created the world, and we said that the light of chesed dropped down into yesoid. Chesed is synonymous with ahava. The light of ahava and chesed dropped down into yesoid, meaning it's found by the tzaddik. The real ahava and chesed is found by the tzaddik. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, ki ahava digdusha, shehu b'chinas chesed, b'chinas Avraham, shoyre eitzel hanekuda, shehu yosef hatzadik. V'alkein tzaddik choynein v'noisein. And this is why the Torah tells us that the tzaddik is the true ish hachesed. He's the one who is giving. He's a source of blessing. Kishom shoyre ahava digdusha, because that's where the holy ahava rests. Bechinas ahavas chesed. V'alkein hu goymel chesed im hakoil. And this is why the tzaddik is giving kindness, is broadcasting and emanating kindness to everyone. Bechinas hazone sa'olam kuloi betuvoi bechein ubechesed. As we say in the first blessing of Birkas Hamazon, we bless Hashem, who is the source of Shefa, but also related to the Tzaddik, who nourishes, who sustains the world, the entire world, with his goodness, with his grace, and with his chesed. And we know, Ein Toiv Ela Tzaddik, that the term, Betuvoi, Hashem nourishes the world bituvoi, with his goodness. What is tuvoi? The tzaddik. Bechinas tzaddik choynein v'noisein. The tzaddik is the symbol of the one who is giving. V'ze bechinas, as we find again by Yosef HaTzaddik, the pasuk says clearly that when his father and brothers, when the whole family came down to Egypt, who supported them? Who provided for all of their needs? Vayechalkel Yosef Es Oviv Esechov. Yosef HaTzadik supported his father and all of his brothers. V'alkein, and therefore, B'chanukah, on this holiday of Chanukah, Shetzrichin Lahamshich Oyer HaNekudanal, when we want to try to draw the light of the Nekuda upon us, Alkein Marbin Bitztokoz. This is why Chanukah is a special opportunity, a special time for us to give additional tztaka, to be marbe b'tztaka, b'chinas tzaddik choynein v'noisein. This aspect of tzaddik, this nekud of tzaddik, that's shining extra brightly on Chanukah. Baruch Hashem. Someone raised the question here, when we speak about tzaddik hadoyer, are we talking about Rabbi Nachman, or are we talking about a tzaddik physically living today? And if it's the latter, how do we identify him? Is he known? I've mentioned in the past that this is an object of debate inside of Breslov. In Breslov, there are different opinions. There are some who take the position that the tzaddik hadoyer for us is Rabbi Nachman. Period. Period. There is no other tzaddik hadoyer until Moshiach. There are rabbis, there are mashpiyim, they're all in the category of students, or they can be tzaddikim, they can also be tzaddikim, but all the tzaddik of the generation, it being Rabbi Nachman. There are those who take the position that in addition to Rabbi Nachman being like an umbrella, in each and every generation there needs to also be physically living such a tzaddik, who is a leader of the generation, physically alive, and is connected to Rabbi Nachman. There are different positions in this.
Any questions? Did the Sorry, Rabbi. Did Rabbi Natan consider at a certain stage himself to be the tzaddik, or did he always consider himself as a student?
I've never seen any example of Rav Nosson Zal referring to himself as tzaddik, as the tzaddik or the tzaddik hador. However, he did make it perfectly and emphatically clear at certain times that he is the source. He is the one to go to in terms of people wanting to get cured and healed and to want to be able to receive the tikkunim that they need. There's a letter in the Sefer Alam Letrufa. One of the Alam Letrufa is a book compiled of many letters that Rav Nosson Zal wrote, especially to his son Rabbi Yitzchak and to some of his students. And in one of the in several letters, he brings out this point, but in one of the letters, he spells it out very, very clearly, that he says, despite the fact that I know how small I am and how lacking I am in many ways, he makes it clear that he is the address, that in terms of if people want to be able to receive the light of Rabbeinu Zal and the tikkunim of Rabbeinu Zal and the refuas cures for every single possible type of ailment, physical and spiritual, he says, this is the address.
Amazing. Do we know which letter that is?
We do. I'll see if I can locate it now quickly.
Thank you.
Any other questions while we're waiting?
Yes, from Nelson, the tradition of giving presents over Hanukkah, maybe usurped by other, the concept usurped by other cultures. A neighbor of mine lavishly gives gifts to his children on Shabbos, on Hanukkah, and the other neighbor on the other side says, no, don't you dare do that. What's Rav Nosson's angle on this?
There is a concept, there is a halacha, I believe, about not giving a gift on Shabbos.
I mentioned Hanukkah.
The answer is, I believe it's tied into what we were learning here about this concept of tzaddik choinein v'noisein, this concept of giving, that Hanukkah is a time of the light of the tzaddik, which is choinein v'noisein, giving. But again, just like on Purim, we have on Purim there we have a mitzvah of mishloach monos ish l'reyehu, an actual mitzvah of giving gifts to our fellow Jews, and an additional mitzvah of matonos levyonim, of giving gifts to the poor. And there, the Rambam and many, many poskim put tremendous emphasis that between the two, between mishloach monos and matonos levyonim, a person should definitely give more and put much more focus on the matonos levyonim than the mishloach monos. So Hanukkah, there isn't any specific mitzvah of mishloach monos on Hanukkah, of giving gifts on Hanukkah. Could be it's a nice thing. It's a way of encouraging the children to be happy and joyous on the holiday. Just like we say on the Seder night, there's a mitzvah to give out, to give the children nuts and other things for them to perk up and be awake and participate. Could be, again, it's another way of showing the joy and happiness of the celebration of this holiday of Hanukkah. The letter that I was referring to, one of the letters is, in my edition, it's the letter number 253. For those that want to look it up, and we'll see, maybe if there's time tomorrow, maybe we'll quote a little bit from the letter, some of the highlights where this point is really emphasized. Maybe we could do it even now, just a few lines. Rav Nosson Zal says here in the middle of the letter, he says, it's definitely true, he's responding to a letter that someone had written to him. And he says that what you wrote is definitely true. Shetehila lokel, that Baruch Hashem gonuz iti refuos amitios v'samim doiraisa. There is hidden by me true cures and the medicine of Torah, Dechaye Lakoil, which gives life to everyone. And he says here, Diburim Yekorim, precious Diburim Yekorim Vinifloim, precious wondrous words, Asher Ein Aroich Elehem, which are priceless, Hamaleim Eitzois, which are full of advice, Urefuas Hanefesh Vahaguf, and healing for the soul and for the body, V'hatzlochos nitzchius lakoil, and eternal success for everyone, asher yefshe levayer, which it's impossible to really explain. And then he goes on to say, however, all of this is hidden because of many different reasons. And he says, however, each and every person, according to their yearning and according to their desire and according to their effort in digging and working with their mouth and with their heart to find the waters from the holy wells, you know, they'll be able to draw, they'll be able to receive this advice and this healing and cure. And he writes here another important point. He writes, The tzaddik emes of the generation is the one who sustains the entire world during his generation and until the end of time. And he says it's about him that the pasuk says the sun shines, the sun comes up, and the sun sets. And he says, the Gemara says based on that pasuk, that whenever the sun is about to set, Hashem prepares the new sunrise. The Gemara says that just like when Eli HaKohen was going to pass away, Hashem had already prepared Shmuel HaNavi to be able to take over. And Rav Nosson Zal writes that I spoke about this, that we saw with our own eyes in our generation. He writes, She'onoichi ho'oni ve'evyoin, I, the very poor person, and he means poor spiritually, kol yomai godalti ben hachachamim, throughout my entire life, I always was spent time with rabbis. V'hoyisi misavak b'afaragleim, I rolled in the dust of their feet, meaning I stayed very close to them. And again, there are times that I got covered with dirt for doing that. Viodati, and I knew Shebiomenu, that during our time, Kimat Kvar Nishka Ho'or HaKodosh Shel HaBal Shem Tov Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the light of the Baal Shem Tov had almost come to an end. It had almost been extinguished completely. Va'ad Sheloi Shoko Shimshoi, but before the light of the Baal Shem Tov died down, Zorcho Shimshoi Shel Adonim Rabbeinu HaKodosh, the light of our rabbi, Rabbeinu Zal, came forth, you know, in its brightness. I've touched on this letter. There's much more. This letter is one of the fantastic letters that where Rav Nosson Zal stresses how important it is to go to tzaddikim for advice, for guidance, for everything we need. To be continued.
Amazing. Thank you, Rabbi.
Anyone else before we close? Baruch Hashem, we completed this halacha. Tomorrow we start a new ocean. We should be zeicha to brachos and yeshuas and refuas, all of us, Mitzvah Hashem.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Sure, all
have
the
a
best.
Great day, Rabbi.
One wonderful day to all.
Thank you, Rabbi, very much.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Rav Nos.
Thank you.